1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your week is off to a great start. I got out to the east side of the state over the weekend, and I already started to see a lot of holiday stuff being set up. And I always feel like on the east side of the state, they take the holidays way more aggressively than they take it over here. I just noticed that the things over here just seem to move a little bit slower than on the east side of the state. They love getting ready for Christmas, man. They love lighting it up. And I know the Big Bright Light Show is getting ready to launch in downtown Rochester. That's the biggest light show in Michigan. It's set up. It's really cool. But I'm curious about you guys. Like, when you start setting up Christmas, do you wait till after Thanksgiving? Do you like to get things going a little bit early? Because I don't know. I can imagine, like, if you find yourself bored, nothing to do over the weekend, you're like, you know what? I think it's time to set this up, especially if the Lions aren't playing that weekend. You got to do something to fill your time up. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I bet you didn't realize that you could definitely have, if you're brave enough to brave the weather, Thanksgiving dinner with Jesus. And I'm not even joking on this one. There is a statue in Brighton, Michigan, which has... It's really cool. It's out here in this park. It's up here on the 1077 RKR app if you want to get the location of this thing. And it's really cool, especially during the holiday season. You know, if you want to have some dinner with Jesus, there's an 11-foot-long granite table surrounded by 12 empty seats, and it's called Dine with Jesus. And it was put up in 2012 in a tree-shaped grotto overlooking the cemetery of the Holy Spirit Roman Catholic Church. And this is really sweet. Now, again, if you actually go up there and dine with Jesus, make sure that you know, you bring the proper stuff to clean up. You know, you don't want to leave a mess. This is supposed to be a nice thing. But yeah, now the weather, probably not the best around this time of the year. But hey, if you want to just say that you did this, just wear a couple of extra layers. You know, Thanksgiving dinner with a life-size Jesus statue. You know, finally somebody at the table who's not going to complain about your cooking or steal the last roll. In fact, if anything, he's going to take it, break it, and share it. He does that kind of... Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1967 is the hit single from Sly and the Family Stone titled Dance to the Music. Now, none of the band members particularly liked the song when it was recorded and released, but there is no doubt that the song, which would eventually become the title track to their second album, propelled them into pop consciousness and really helped lift their career off the ground. It's super funky. If you can find Dance to the Music, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR. It's Mark Frankhouse, and it's time to check in with Catholic Charities and another great organization helping people here in Southwest Michigan, getting ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon at Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic Charities, so we're trying to raise $50,000 for their 50th year. And right now I'm joined by Will from Bread of Life Food Distribution. Will, welcome to the Rocker Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about what you do at Bread of Life and what Bread of Life is all about.
Well, Bread of Life, we hand out food. That's what we do. We feed people in need. So we service all 9 counties throughout Kalamazoo, and people who are food insecure or, you know, struggling paycheck to paycheck can come and find us. We do home deliveries twice a month. We do fresh food distributions. We have pantries that people can come and visit. We've got places all throughout the 9 counties where people can get food when they're in need. So really my job is pretty simple. It's just to feed people.
And you've been here for just over 2 months now. What first drew you to being, to wanting to be a part of Bread of Life?
A call to service. You know, I looked at my career and my life and I was like, you know what? I don't think this is what I should be doing. And I asked God. I was like, all right, look, I'm yours. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And getting this job was like just like walking into it. It was the easiest job I've ever gotten. Like, doors just opened because I said, all I want to do is serve and help the people in my community, certainly in my community. So yeah, it just you know, it was very easy. It just happened.
Where is Bread of Life located at?
We have a warehouse off of Romance Road. It's in that little plaza right there where the old D&W used to be. It's by the DMV and a jiu-jitsu gym called Lightning Kicks.
Okay.
In that area. But then we've got distribution centers. We distribute it like the Growlers out in Burr Oaks, pantries out in Benton Harbor, Dowagiac, Hartford, Battle Creek. I mean, we're kind of all over.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll check back in with you tomorrow. And if you want to be a part of a big change here in Southwest Michigan and help support your community, visit ccdok.org and come to Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon from sunup till sundown. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. So Buc-ee's, which is pretty much a huge sensation. If you've ever been to one, you know what it's like. I've never been to a Buc-ee's before, and everybody keeps telling me, like, hey, next time you're on a road trip, go out of your way and just visit a Buc-ee's. And I'm sure it's really cool. We still have yet to get one in Southwest Michigan, but Indiana, however, is really close. They could break ground by 2026 for a huge Buc-ee's Travel Center, Indiana. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can find out where this is going to be and how close to Michigan this would be. It would be pretty reasonable if you're driving through Indiana to go to one of these. I want to know from you guys, though, 978-1077, if we hopefully will eventually get our own Buc-ee's, at least one. Where do you think the primary spot, where do you think the best spot is to put a Buc-ee's in Southwest Michigan? 978-1077, let me know, because the more I look at this gopher thing, the more I just really want one here in the state. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. Every December, we team up with Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Kalamazoo for Stuff the Bus as we stuff a Kalamazoo Metro Transit bus full of brand new toys and goods for kids all throughout Southwest Michigan. And this is such a very special day for us because it's really overwhelming when you go inside this bus. Of course, Kalamazoo Metro Transit teams up with Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and we set up out there, and this bus gets absolutely stuffed with new toys. It's so overwhelming when you see this bus just absolutely jam-packed. Now, it's happening December 6th. It's Saturday, December 6th. I want you guys out there. I'm going to be broadcasting from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so I'll be out there live broadcasting from 11 to 1 at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Portage across from Crossroads Mall Saturday, December 6th. All the info and stuff, the bus, is on the 1077 RKR app. And a lot of great holiday and gift ideas, a lot of very affordable gift ideas as well. That's something to keep in mind. There's a lot of affordable things that you can get. And again, this stays right here in Southwest Michigan. These are kids who otherwise wouldn't be getting anything for the holidays. And it's your generosity that literally gives these kids a Christmas. So tons of different ideas. It's up here on the 1077 RKR app. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. It would be super sweet if we could give you something that would be actually useful for the holidays. Probably one of the best places to go to get something useful is Target. And that's why we got a $500 Target gift card just waiting for you guys up here on the 1077 RKR app, WRKR.com. You click the win $500 Visa card, a $500 prepaid Target gift card could be yours. I'm talking about a flat screen TV. If you want to jam the rocker while you're working in the garage, you get a new Bluetooth speaker. $500 could go a long way at Target. We've got 10 different ways for you to get signed up to win this $500 Target gift card on the 1077 RKR app right on Target. Get in on this giveaway, guys. This would be an awesome present to win for yourself. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus. I love me some rotisserie chicken, man. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they make it. It is just so good. It just falls apart in your mouth. And I've always been blown away at Costco being able to sell these bad boys for $4.99. Now, naturally, that sounds like a really awesome price. Like, that's a great deal. A lot of people are concerned and curious how they could keep those so cheap. And in the case of Costco's rotisserie chickens, the food safety group Farm Forward is claiming that Costco's supplier Lincoln Premium Poultry has reportedly received the lowest safety rating offered by the USDA inspectors. Now, just because it's the lowest doesn't mean it's illegal or they're doing anything wrong. They said that the safety suggestions say that there's elevated levels of salmonella contamination. But again, that comes from people being overly cautious about it. I mean, as of now, there's no recall advisories or official notifications of concern at all over these rotisserie chickens sold at Costco. And I've bought them plenty of times, never had any issues. So I think this is a lot to do about nothing, to be completely honest. I think somebody out there is just a little jealous that Costco is ahead of the game and smart and they're able to sell these bad boys. I mean, these things are so cheap. I'm convinced it's like the only thing in America not affected by inflation. That and the hot dog combo. If those ever go up, that's how we know it's almost the end of the world, guys.